Morning Watch, Philippians Week 3, Taking Christ as Our Pattern. Saturday, Philippians 2:19-30. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged by knowing the things concerning you. For I have no one like-souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you. For all seek their own things, not the things of Christ Jesus. But you know his approvedness, that as a child with a father he has served me unto the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send immediately, as soon as I see how things go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself also will come shortly. But I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your apostle and minister to my need, since he longed after you all and was greatly distressed because you heard that he had become sick. For indeed he had become sick, near to death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, that I might not have sorrow upon sorrow. I have sent him, therefore, the more eagerly, so that when you see him again, you may rejoice and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all joy and hold such in honor, because for the work of Christ he drew near unto death, risking his life, that he might fill up your lack of service toward me. Related verses, Philippians 1:27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I may hear of the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, striving together along with the faith of the gospel. Philippians 2:2, make my joy full, that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. Romans 12:2, and do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 2:19, footnote 1, encouraged. Of good comfort, of good cheer, refreshed. Philippians 2:20, footnote 1, like-souled. This book deals very much with the believer's soul. We must strive together with one soul, along with the personified faith of the gospel. We must be joined in soul, thinking the one thing. And we must be like-souled, genuinely caring for the things of Christ Jesus. In the gospel work, in the fellowship, among the believers, and in the pursuing of the Lord's interests, our soul is always a problem. Hence, it must be transformed, especially in the leading part, the mind, that we may be of one soul, joined in soul and like-souled in the body life. Philippians 2:21, footnote 1, Christ. According to the context of this book, the things of Christ Jesus are the things concerning the church with all the saints. Philippians 2:22, footnote 1, approvedness, i.e. approved worth, proof of having been tested. Philippians 2:22, footnote 2, served, literally served as a slave. Philippians 2:25, footnote 1, brother. First a brother, then a fellow worker, and then a fellow soldier. Philippians 2:25, footnote 2, apostle. One sent with a commission. Philippians 2:25, footnote 3, minister. Derived from the same Greek word as that for service in verse 17, and referred to a minister whose ministry is like that of a priest. All the New Testament believers are priests to God. Hence, our ministry to the Lord in whatever aspect is a priestly service. Philippians 2:30, footnote 1, risking. venturing recklessly, exposing his life like a gambler throwing down a stake. Philippians 2:30, footnote 2, life, literally soul. Epaphroditus was willing to risk his life for the churches and the saints. Philippians 2:30, footnote 3, service. See note 17:3, note 25:3 in this chapter and note 3:2 in chapter 3. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In Philippians 2:19 through 30, we see two crucial points concerning the soul. First, we need to be one in soul. Second, we need to be willing to sacrifice or risk our soul. Both are necessary if we are to have a genuine concern for the churches with all the saints. Timothy was a like-souled person, and Epaphroditus was a soul-risking person. We also should be those who are one in soul and who are willing to risk our soul. We should be ready to sacrifice our mind, will, and emotion to be one with our dear co-workers.